let me set the record straight on this bill. The underlying bill, which is now the Biden-Hatch bill, was the Biden bill. A guy named Biden wrote that bill, and he wrote that bill by going down and sitting down with the President of the United States of America, not with his Attorney General, not with anyone else, with Bill Clinton, President of the United States of America, who between the time he got elected in November until the time he was sworn in, called me at my home on 6 separate occasions, and he unfortunately doesn't need a lot of sleep. Sometimes literally, and I say this on the record, as late as 11:30 at night to discuss why I wasn't moving quicker on the Biden crime bill from before. I sat with him, not with his attorney general. He wanted 100,000 policemen. He does not view this as a social issue as opposed to trying to bring peace and security to the streets. As governor of the state of Arkansas, he presided over, as governor, the execution of individuals within the state and the death penalty. He supports the death penalty. He is the fellow who insisted that I bump this up from initially to when I said, where are we going to get the money? He said, well, all I know is I want 100,000 cops. I made that commitment. He had endorsed the Biden crime bill as a candidate when he ran. He is the one who talks about the need for stiffer penalties. So notwithstanding the fact some of the old Democrats and former presidents who were Democrats before Carter, I suspect, I don't know who we're talking about here, but in the old days, it is true, when Richard Nixon was running for president, Richard Nixon used to talk about law and order and the Democratic response.